Thanks very much indeed, John. Now, the Oireachtas Media Committee has just gone into session. It's going to be hearing this afternoon from senior executives in RTE and from most, if not all, members of the RTE board who are in attendance. The chair, Niamh Smith, is just making her opening remarks at the moment. Our correspondent, Paul Cunningham, is standing by in our Oireachtas studio. So I think, Paul, Niamh Smith will be calling on Siúan Ní Rathála, the RTE chair, to make an opening statement here. But of course, these committee members will have plenty of questions of their own.
Yeah, and they will have some legacy stuff. There's questions which they'd put to the board and request documentation, things like audit, independent audit risk reports. So they're going to go through. There's some an awful lot of communication between Noel Kelly and the former Director General, Dee Forbes, in relation to payments for Ryan Tuberty. Plenty of material that they'll want to go through, but it's clear from the opening statements of the Chair of the Board and the Director General that they want to talk about the future as well and may then lay down a few markers that they're going to have to take some unpopular decisions as a result in the fall of funding.
Now, a large amount of documentation supplied to committee members, I think it was on Monday, and some complaints that it, given the volume of material, it had come a bit late in the day.
Yeah, like this, when it comes to these audit reviews, they date back 10 years. So I think there was about 178 pages of documentation, an awful lot of material, some of it quite complex, and they felt they would like to have received that earlier than Monday. But nonetheless, the documentation is there and it allows them to ask questions, particularly of the RTE board. What was their level of knowledge in relation to executive decisions? What action did they take? And if they didn't take action, why didn't they? And I think that will be a key focus for them.
And what about the significance of these hearings for government decisions in relation to, well, the immediate funding crisis at RTE and the longer term funding model?
Party leaders and indeed senior cabinet members have said that RTE executives have to answer the questions that are put to them, and that's going to inform the cabinet in relation to decisions that it's taking. But I think that things are moving so quickly. There's such a dramatic fall off in licence fee payments that very quickly cabinet is going to have to get involved. Finance Minister Michael McGrath trying to hold the line, saying that the cabinet will not give over any money until they're absolutely convinced of a change of culture. But things are happening rapidly. The cash is running out, and I think a decision is going to have to be taken soon rather than later, at least in regard to interim funding.
Okay, Paul, thanks for that. The chair of the RTE board, Siúan Ní Rathála, has just begun making her opening statement. Let's listen to a little of that.
Public trust has been eroded. Níl árasabí agar hep ar RTE bondúga sí rátúla a chóilínú le tamag gerd a bhlianta. Tegan board RTE agus tacaíon siad le grinsgrúdú ar gach gré den frósas rílala agus tamag tomanta the area on one and yes, a chur agree. The board has put in place a wide-reaching series of changes in the light of the serious failures highlighted earlier this summer. This is ongoing work, and as further reports and examinations are complete, the board is committed to reviewing and implementing the necessary changes required to build confidence and to ensure good governance and best practice are at the heart of how RTE carries out its business both at board level and operationally. RTE is engaging thoroughly with both government-appointed expert committees on governance, culture and human resources. The organisation is also working with Mazars so that it can bring its final report to the department. The third Grant Thornton report into Toy Show the Musical is underway, while law firm McCann Fitzgerald is examining the matter of voluntary redundancies. Both reports have been commissioned by RTE and will be published as soon as possible. These are key elements in rigorously addressing the issues of the past and rebuilding our bond of trust with you, with the staff in RTE and the public. However, as we deal with the past, we must also look to the future. In doing so, it is imperative that we engage with this committee about the sort of public service broadcaster this country wants. And we need to talk about how, as a public service organisation, this will be funded. A secure future for RTE is by no means guaranteed. This is currently an organisation under immense pressure across a number of fronts. Critically, the erosion of that trust has helped create immediate financial pressures. This needs to be resolved as a matter of urgency and is a matter of immediate focus for the board and the interim leadership team. A secure future for RTE means having purpose and direction and making choices and taking decisions. The Director General and his team will soon complete a strategic review of the organisation. I expect that the review will then shape what will be a costed restructuring plan. As part of that, hard decisions must be made in order to achieve a fit-for-purpose public service broadcaster. These decisions may not be popular with stakeholders and policymakers, including perhaps this committee. If we are to safeguard the future of RTE, however, we need to work together. We need to make those difficult choices together. As part of an overall reform plan, choices must be made in relation to interim funding and the long-awaited licence fee reform. The current system is a legacy of a different era, obsolete, redundant, antiquated.
The chair of the RTE board, Siúan Ní Rathála, and the hearings will continue on the RTE News channel. But that's all we have for you this lunchtime. Our team today, Liam Mullen was on sound, the broadcast coordinator, Sinead Renshaw, the editor of the News at One is Conor Barons.